Can you please, Mr. Main, tell me how many questions you're going to have and what would you like to? Can you give me all your questions so we have a...
Well, I'd rather not. Why?
Because I ask you to.
I'd rather not dominate the meeting. I'll just ask them one at a time.
Well, we'll see how many you ask.
Okay.
Could you stand up, please?
Yeah, sure. Just a question on the... I know that our management fees that we get from Westfield Trust are lower than our competitors, and I guess from Westfield Trust's point of view, that's a good thing, that we're paying less in fees than, say, Lendlease and the Gandel Group. But I guess the development contracts and the development margins are a slightly different issue. I think our profit, Westfield Holdings' profit margins out of the Westfield Trust construction contracts run at roughly 25% profit. They're very lucrative and they're very attractive, and they're part of the reason why the share price in Westfield Holdings has increased 25-fold over the past 10 years. Because my question is, how secure are they going forward? You mentioned that we've got $4.2 billion worth of commitments or planned development. How many of those are actually signed and locked in legally, so that if something was to happen at Westfield Trust and they were to say... if they were to, say, get some independent directors and actually argue that the profit margins are too high, how much of that is actually in the bag of the $4.2 billion? Now, I noticed in 1998, I think we had $500 million of payments for construction contracts from Westfield Trust, and I think it was about $800 million last year, roughly, total $1.3 billion. How is that likely to track over the next couple of years? Is it likely to stay at roughly the $500 million a year? So... I guess I'm asking, what is the spend projections over the next 2 or 3 years in relation to that $4.2 billion that you've mentioned at the start of the meeting?
I mean, those figures that you're asking for, there are a lot of variables to them. Depends when the approvals are granted, when the tenants are obtained, when the proposal is in the form that can go ahead from all points of view. I don't have it off the top of my head. I think over the next 5 years, there will be probably $400-500 million a year. Some year may be more because it either accelerates. Some year may be less because it slows down. How secure are they? They will be as secure as where each proposal is weighed up. And when the proposal is as financial merit, then the contracts are signed, not in advance.